Welcome to A Nice Place, the podcast, a City of Fountain Valley podcast. Join us each month as we discuss all topics, fun, informational, and educational, that's related to Fountain Valley. We appreciate your support and thank you for watching.
Hi, everyone. I'm your mayor, Glenn Grandis, and welcome to our inaugural podcast, A Nice Place to Podcast. We're looking for innovative ways to communicate out to our community, and this is just one of the ways that we're going to be doing it. Look for a monthly message. Every month we'll have a different guest, and we'll talk about things that are educational, and it's always about the city of Fountain Valley. So whether it's educational, informational, or entertainment, we're going to give you all the information hopefully you need about Fountain Valley. I've been a longtime resident of Fountain Valley, 44 years, went to Fountain Valley High School, and I just love this community. And one of the things I love about this community is our first guest. So we have David Truong here from Mimi's Jewelry. David, welcome. Thank you for being our first guest. And tell the community a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Mayor Grandis. And I got to say, it's really weird to call you Mayor Grandis.
We've known each other a long time.
A long time. It's been, I'm very grateful to know you, Glenn. So a little bit about myself. You know, people identify me as my family. My family of five, my amazing kids, Ryan, Ethan, Megan, my beautiful wife, Pauline. We own Mimi's Jewelry. It's been in the same shopping center, same location for the last 27 years. Everything I do revolves around Fountain Valley. We live here. My kids go to school here. We play here. Everything we do is around Fountain Valley.
Well, let's talk about that. So you chose Fountain Valley to live and to work. What made you choose Fountain Valley over other communities in the area?
So, you know, growing up in Westminster and driving to the beach, we would always pass Fountain Valley. Mm-hmm. And it was always a beautiful place, you know, beautiful streets, the strip malls, the homes, the cars, everything about it was beautiful. And it was kind of like my American dream to get there. And, you know, to get to the American dream, you have to do it the American way, right? Work hard, go to school, keep your nose clean, and you can achieve the American dream. And I feel like I'm a step closer to the American dream being in Fountain Valley.
That's wonderful. So part of it being, you know, obviously a very successful business in Fountain Valley, but what I admire most about you, and I think our community does too, is how you give back to our community. Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the ways that Mimi's Jewelry gives back, and then we'll talk about how David gives back. But first, Mimi's Jewelry, and why you do that.
You know, there's a part that's missing out of the American dream is the part that you give back. And being a product of a refugee parents, we were really not taught to give back. We're taught to hold on to what we have and survive, right? It's kind of like the survival instinct. So, but in Fountain Valley and being our businesses here, our clients, our friends that we've made over the years, they've really kind of instilled this culture of community in Fountain Valley. And I'm sure there's other communities like ours, but I will tell you, this place is, you know, the best. You know that.
I have to agree with you there. So I'm gonna cut in there, sure, just a little bit. So I want you to talk about, you know, Mimi's Jewelry when, you know, Miss Fountain Valley or the poker tournament or any of these things. There's always like this jewelry that's available for raffling off or gift certificates and such. Talk about, you know, sponsoring the different nonprofits in our community.
So being, and you know this, Glenn, being a small community, we have so many nonprofits, right? And that's kind of like our culture, our ethos here, right? But when you were asking why, it's, I obviously do it altruistically with the hope that we get some kind of return, right? And it's not financial return. It's the return that you see other people see you giving to the community that they would give to the community as well. So it's not really the final financial return as it is the humanistic return.
Oh, that's wonderful. And it makes such a difference in our community when companies like Mimi's Jewelry sponsors the different events, it allows us to do so much more in our community. So from all the residents of Fountain Valley, I want to thank Mimi's Jewelry for that. But let's talk about David for a second. So I sit on a couple of boards with you. Maybe you could talk about the different boards that you sit on.
You know, near and dear to my heart is the Fountain Valley Schools Foundation. Per pupil spending, we in Orange County were probably the least amount or second to least amount that the state gives our students.
Right.
It's a shame, but, you know, through whatever kind of math the state does, we just get very little. But I'm so proud of the fact that our students, with the support of family and their teachers and the administrators, are always one, two, or third in state testing.
Right. In the county, yes.
In the county. And that just blows my mind, right? That's one of the, that's the nearest and dearest to my heart. Another near and dear to my heart foundation or board that I sit on with you is Fountain Valley Regional Hospital Board, one of the governing board together. And all three of my kids were born there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So that's super near and dear to my heart. So right. When we have events at the hospital, we'll see the nurse that helped Pauline during, you know, giving birth to the kids. So that also is very near and dear to my heart.
Yeah, my son Philip was born there as well, but he was born there 36 years ago. So I don't think there's too many of the nurses and such that would, at least I would remember. But yeah, I really enjoy serving on that board with you. And you give so much back to that board with information to make sure that the hospitals run well and,
absolutely,
you know, it's safe and a great place for our residents. And I love that about you. It's like you get involved with what truly benefits our community, the Schools Foundation, Fountain Valley Regional Hospital. You do so much for our community, and we so appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. It's my community too, right?
That's true. That's true. So where do you see Fountain Valley in the future? What would you like to see Fountain Valley?
You know what? I would love our drive-in to come back in town, right?
Were you here when the drive-in was
here? Yes, I was.
Okay, me too, yeah.
So, you know, there's obviously there's a shift. There's a demographic shift, right?
Right.
In the city, in Orange County, in the state. And I love the diversity that our little city offers. We have so many different types of restaurants, you know, that just highlight some of the diversity we have in our city. What I would love to see is more businesses, thriving businesses.
Okay.
And the city does such an amazing job streamlining applications and everything. I mean, I remember getting my business license 27 years ago, it was not as easy as it is now.
Mm.
You know, with the advent of the computers and all these other processes, it's super easy. And with council and the city attracting more businesses, I see there's a lot of diversity in businesses as well, too.
Well, that's really good feedback. I appreciate that. It reminds me of one of my pillars that I set for this year as during my mayoral year. Still getting used to it myself, calling myself the mayor. But one of the pillars I have is embracing diversity. And you mentioned our demographics are changing. Fountain Valley is somewhere between 35% to 40% Vietnamese now.
Okay.
And I love that. And I think it's great that the culture that comes from the Vietnamese community, the family, how that's important, education's important. Tell me a little bit, what is it like to be a Vietnamese American here in Fountain Valley?
You know, I'm so proud to be a Vietnamese American. And not only that, I'm so proud to be able to raise my children here, right? our life is very, very, if you could, I mean, if there's even a Vietnamese American way of life, I think our family is. My oldest son plays football for Fountain Valley High School. My middle son plays on a club soccer team and he plays for a school too. My daughter dances and all those things, Glenn, are in Fountain Valley, right? But dinner, I normally cook Vietnamese food, right? And we're really strong. We're really passionate about education. Mm. We're really passionate about homework, studying, things like that. But growing up, that's all that was really kind of like pushed on us. Right. And, you know, Ryan has even said, Daddy, what if I didn't want to go to college? He said that, well, you know, that's something you have to dig deep and see if that's what you want. And I can't, it kind of broke my heart a little bit, right? But I can't be that typical Vietnamese, like my parents' generation who just always pushed education. There's so many other things you can do in life that you can be happy with. You can still serve your community.
Right.
I would love all of my kids to have higher degrees, but it's not the end all answer to everything, you know? So we're really open up in that sense.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, one of the things that I like to talk about is making sure that every person who lives, works, and plays in Fountain Valley feels welcomed, feels safe, and feels included. And I think you're just such a great representation of that, where you have just come into Fountain Valley, grabbed the city by the horns, and said, I'm going to live my best life here in the city.
We really try hard to.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So what else should we know about Mimi's Jewelry? Tell us a little bit about the business.
You know, you've asked so much about me. Can I flip the script a little bit?
Sure.
Ask about you?
Absolutely.
What are some of your goals as mayor?
Well, my goals for this year, we talked about embracing diversity. That, to me, is really important. Some of the things that I've initiated since I've been on council is participating in the Tet Parade,
okay,
you know, for the Lunar New Year. And sure, that's coming up in February. And again, the city of Fountain Valley will be a participant in the parade. To recognize our community, our Vietnamese community, we wear the aoyes during mm-hmm. the Lunar New Year.
So are you going to wear one?
Oh, I've done it that last couple of years, and I'll do that
love
again.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the traditional Vietnamese clothing that
yes.
we wear, and the whole city council does that.
Wonderful.
And then also this year we have our State of the City, which David is going to be one of the panelists. That's coming up on February 15th over at the Saigon Grand Theater. Tickets are still on sale, so they're $50, I believe, or $55, and you could buy tickets on our website. But we're doing, since it's during the Lunar New Year, it's going to be a Lunar New Year theme.
Wonderful.
So that's just one. The other is fiscal responsibility. You know, we have costs are expensive lately, you know. Everything costs a little bit more. We have the best employees anywhere. I should say partners, you know. I hate to call them
sure.
employees because they really invested in our community. And we have to make sure that we retain and attract the best people. So we have to make sure we give fair wages. So that costs a lot. So one of the things that I look to is not just being careful with the expenses and making sure we're only spending on things that we have to, but coming up with new revenue opportunities. And you're going to see that throughout the year. We're going to have different ideas on ways to bring revenue to the city without taxing our citizens. So stand for that. Look out for that. We have different ideas that are coming up with that. And then community outreach. So that's a real big one. So I have a mayor's message that I'm going to be doing between council meetings, and we're going to talk about what happened at the last council meeting so people
okay.
know. What's going to happen at the next council meeting? So you're prepared and you're informed. So if you want to come speak, you know what's going to happen, and we're going to do that for the Planning Commission as well.
How are you going to sleep? I mean, when are you going to sleep, Glenn?
Yeah, that's a good question. My wife asks that a lot too, because just about every night, you know, The one thing that really surprised me about being on council more than anything else, everyone asked me, you know, what's the biggest surprise, is how many meetings that we have that are outside our city. You know, I'm on the Orange County Sanitation District. I'm on the Orange County Council of Governments. I'm on Cal Cities. And, you know, we mentioned I'm on the Fountain Valley Regional Hospital Board, the School Foundation Board, the Kiwanis Board. So there's meetings just about every night. So, Mary, I love you, and I'm so glad you're so patient with me. So, yeah, that's kind of how we get things done. So,
you know, like,
but I love it.
True to form, as Glenn Grandis, when you start something, you really dig deep, rub your sleeves, and really get to the minutia and the get really granular. And, you know, that makes you a wonderful leader. And I'm not just saying that, but I'm just knowing you for probably 15 years. And I'm just really, that's just how you are, and that's who you are.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. I appreciate that. And you're the same way. So, you know, and there's a lot of people in our community who are like this. People who, you know, write the checks. That's really important, too. You know,
Absolutely.
Donate to nonprofits. But also, you do that and roll up the sleeves and get the work done. And that's what's really critical. So that's our first podcast. I thought this went really well. I hope you enjoyed it and appreciate joining us today. And look for every month we're going to have podcasts going forward, and it's going to be a little bit like this. We'll have different guests who come in and tell us a little bit about themselves. We might have some city employees in the future, other community leaders, other business owners. And again, sharing information about the city, what we do, how we like to live and play and work. And it's a nice place to podcast. Thank you all for tuning in to A Nice Place to Podcast. I'm your host, Mayor Glenn Grandis, and we'll see you next time.